23 House seats flipped during 2022 midterm elections. A total of 23 seats in Congress flipped political parties during the 2022 midterm elections, data shows. Of the 23 seats that switched political parties, 16 seats flipped from Democrat to Republican and 7 flipped from Republican to Democrat. The House of Representatives is a 435-seat chamber. A party needs to hold 218 seats to claim a majority. Ahead of the 2022 midterms, Democrats held 220 seats and Republicans held 212 seats. 9 incumbents, 6 Democrats, and 3 Republicans lost their re-election bids on November 8. 3 seats were vacant. Of the 3 vacant seats, 2 were previously held by Democrats and 1 was held by a Republican. Florida's 13th District, Democrat Charlie Crist resigned on August 31 with no special election held. Florida's 23rd District, Democrat Ted Deutsch resigned on September 30 with no special election held. Indiana's 2nd District, Republican Jackie Walorski died on August 3. A special election was held November 8. The 2022 midterms were the first elections to take place following congressional apportionment and redistricting after the 2020 census. As a result of apportionment, 6 states, Texas, Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon gained districts. 7 states, California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia lost districts. Starting in January, when the new members are sworn in, Republicans will control 221 House seats, leaving Democrats with 212 seats. Of the 23 congressional seats that switched political parties, 16 seats flipped from Democrat to Republican and 7 flipped from Republican to Democrat. Democrat to Republican. Arizona. District 2, Republican Eli Crane defeated 3-term Democrat Representative Tom O'Halloran. The election filled the seat held by Democrat and Kirkpatrick, who first assumed office in 2019. Kirkpatrick announced on March 12, 2021, that she would seek re-election. Florida. District 13, Republican Ana Paulina Luna defeated Democrat Eric Lynn, 53% to 45%. The newly redrawn district had been represented by Democrat Charlie Crist, who resigned his office to launch an unsuccessful gubernatorial challenge against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. District 7, Republican Corey Mills defeated Democrat Karen Green. The district, which became solidly red after redistricting, was represented by retiring Democrat Stephanie Murphy. California. District 5, Republican Tom McClintock defeated Democrat Mike Barkley, 60.1% to 38.7%. The seat had been held by Democrat Mike Thompson, whose term ends on January 3, 2023. Thompson held the seat since 2013. District 13, on December 2, Republican John Duarte declared victory against Democrat State Assemblyman Adam Gray in a district where Democrat voters outnumber Republicans by a margin of 42% to 24%. District 13 has not elected a Republican since 1974. Duarte will assume the seat long held by Democrat Representative Barbara Lee, who ran for a seat in the 12th District due to redistricting. Georgia. District 6, Republican Rich McCormick defeated Democrat Bob Christian, 62.4% to 37.6%. Democrats had held the seat since 2018. Iowa. District 3, Republican State Senator Zach Nunn narrowly defeated 2-term incumbent Democrat Representative Cindy Axne, the state's only Democrat member of Congress, with 50.3% of the vote. Iowa will send 4 Republicans to the House of Representatives for the first time since 2004, when the state had 5 representatives. Iowa's House delegation has not been singularly Republican since 1994. Michigan. District 10, in a redrawn congressional district in the Detroit suburbs, Republican John James defeated Democrat Carl Marlinga by a narrow margin of 48.6% to 48.4%. New Jersey. District 7, Republican Tom Keene Jr. defeated incumbent Democrat Tom Malinowski by 4.6 points. Malinowski had held the seat since 2019. New York. District 3, New York Republican George DeVolder Santos defeated Democrat Robert Zimmerman by a margin of nearly 8.4 points, 54.2% to 45.8%, flipping the district to red for the first time since 2010. Zimmerman sought the Long Island seat after Democrat Representative Tom Suozzi, who held the district since 2016, vacated his seat to launch an unsuccessful gubernatorial bid. District 4, Republican Anthony Desposito defeated Democrat Laura Gillen, securing the seat held by retiring Democrat Representative Kathleen Rice. District 17, Republican State Assemblyman Mike Lawler defeated Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chair Representative Sean Patrick Maloney by a margin of 50.6% to 49.4%. District 19, by a margin of 51.1% to 48.9%, Republican Mark Molinaro defeated Democrat Josh Riley. Incumbent Democrat Pat Ryan ran for re-election in New York's 18th Congressional District due to redistricting. Tennessee. District 5, Republican Andy Ogles defeated Democrat Heidi Campbell 56.3% to 42.6%. Ogles will replace retiring Democrat Jim Cooper, who decided not to seek re-election following redistricting that shifted the district from solid blue to likely red. Virginia. District 2, Republican Jennifer Kagan's unseated incumbent Democrat Representative Elaine Luria by a margin of 52% to 47.9%. Luria had held the seat since 2018. Wisconsin. District 3, Republican Derek Van Orden defeated Democrat State Senator Brad Pfaff by 4 points following Democrat Representative Ronald Kind's decision not to seek re-election to Congress. In 2020, Kind beat then-first-time congressional candidate Van Orden by about 3 points. Republican to Democrat. Alaska. At-large district, incumbent Democrat Representative Mary Peltola defeated Republican Sarah Palin and Nick Bejich and Libertarian candidate Chris Bayh. Peltola, Bejich, Palin, and Republican Tara Sweeney advanced from the August 16 top four primary. Sweeney withdrew from the race, leaving Bayh, the fifth-place finisher, to advance. The seat was left vacant by the death of Republican Representative Don Young in March. Young had held the office since 1973. Illinois. District 13, Democrat Nikki Budzinski defeated Republican Reagan Deering by a margin of 54.7% to 45.3%. The seat had been held by Republican Rodney Davis, who lost the Republican primary on June 28 and had held the seat since 2013. Michigan. District 3, Democrat Hillary Scholten defeated Republican John Gibbs, 54.8% to 41.9%. Republican incumbent Peter Meyer, who represented the district since 2021, lost his re-election bid against Gibbs in the August 2 Republican primary. New Mexico. District 2, Democrat Gabriel Vasquez defeated freshman incumbent Republican Representative Yvette Harrell by a margin of about 1,300 votes. Vasquez's win once again gives New Mexico an all-Democrat congressional delegation. North Carolina. District 13, Democrat Wiley Nickel defeated Republican Bo Hines, 51.3% to 48.7%. Incumbent Republican Representative Ted Budd vacated the House seat to run for Senate and won his election to the upper chamber. Ohio. District 1, Republican Representative Steve Chabot lost his re-election bid to Democrat Greg Landsman by a margin of 52.5% to 47.5%. Chabot was first elected in 1994. After losing his 2008 re-election bid, he was elected again in 2010. Texas. District 34, while Republican Myra Flores defeated Democrat Dan Sanchez in Texas's June special election to replace Democrat Filemon Vela, who left Congress in April, she was defeated on November 8 by two-term Democrat Representative Vicente Gonzalez. The two incumbents squared off following redistricting.